And the most interesting case to follow is the case of Patrick Finucane. This was essentially at the gate,
mm-hmm.
and then it was dumped. So you've got to ask yourself, what happened? They went to London with their solicitors to essentially agree a programme, and what they got was a report by De Silva. What happened that night as they were getting their plane? Well, somebody from the Ministry of Defence phoned up David Cameron and said, listen, David, I know you're busy, but I need to see you in the morning. Because
mm-hmm.
that's probably where Northern Ireland is in the pecking order of things when
yeah.
it comes to, you know, when it comes to London. We have, what, is it 16, 18 seats out of, what, nearly 600?
Mm-hmm.
We have less than 2% of the population of the UK. And he probably said, listen, David, I know you've promised these paddies that you're going to sort this out, but you can't do that because such and such was doing such and such and such. And if you do it, they'll be exposed and you'll destabilise the peace process. And effectively, the peace process is stronger than any, and bigger and more important than any individual.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes Patrick Finucane.
Yeah.
And they are the model, you know, they're the model family in many
mm-hmm.
ways, you know. Solicitors, middle class, respectable. If they can't get it across the line, what hope is there for the like of Joe Bloggs down in UDR man and the
yeah.
the border of Fermanagh, or you know, Sean Riley, a farmer in South Arm, you know, there's no chance
mm-hmm.
in my view.